Some fans don't wait until opening day for the Major League Baseball season. They indulge their baseball fantasies year-round. These days, many play video games with splashy graphics. One of the most enduring baseball diversions is a humble board game that's been around for more than four decades. The game is called Strat-O-Matic, and it has a surprisingly devoted and influential following, NPR's Uri Berliner reports.
In the Spike Lee movie, Crooklyn, two young boys sit on a stoop, absorbed in a game of Strat-O-Matic baseball, oblivious to the roiling street life around them.
One take, yeah. Home run, it's out of here! It's out of here! Out of the park! I'm not cheating. One take.
Believe it or not, Strat-O-Matic is a recurring theme in the Spike Lee movie. The filmmaker played the dice and card game growing up in Brooklyn. It's long been a cult hobby for the kinds of fans who, for example, can tell you which pitcher led the National League in strikeouts in 1986. Glenn Guzzo is the author of a new book called Strat-O-Matic Fanatics. He says part of the game's appeal is that you get to manage major leaguers. Well, major leaguers on game cards.
These folks sort of come to life for you at any time of day, at any month of year, and any combination you want to put them in.
Back in 1961, Strat-O-Matic was a breakthrough for numbers-obsessed sports fans. It's a predecessor to the sports fantasy leagues now played by millions. For some, it was even a tool for self-discovery. Baseball broadcaster John Miller saw an ad for Strat-O-Matic when he was around 10.
So I went ahead and made an arrangement with my mom and dad that I could go ahead and buy the game, and it sort of changed everything for me.
Miller didn't simply play the game. He used his voice and imagination to turn it into a full stadium experience, adding play-by-play, crowd sound, vendors, and public address announcements.
I mean, it might be just a Tuesday night crowd in April, you know, kind of a small crowd. You know, it'd be like, hot dogs, let's go, baby. Out of pitch, swung on, base hit. And that'll bring up Maris. The right fielder, number nine, Roger Maris. Number nine. And it just was, you know, kind of a bizarre little world that I had created there, that's for sure.
In fact, Miller used Strat-O-Matic to develop phrasing that would make him a sportscaster on outlets such as ESPN.
Back doors in with a curve. Ball, strike three called. Piazza dropped it and then tagged out.
And it helped him understand the intricacies of baseball statistics and strategy. Even when he hit the big time, Miller didn't stop playing. When he was doing Baltimore Orioles games in 1984, Miller introduced Strat-O-Matic to the legendary Cal Ripken Jr. Miller says he won their first game. Ripken was famous for his sportsmanship on the field. But Miller says when Ripken lost the board game, he bristled.
He took the scorecard of the game, and he went back and sat with his dad, Cal Sr., who was third base coach in the club at the time. And they sat back there, and Cal went through the game with him and pointed out, well, I did this and did that. I brought the guy in. I pinch hit. And then he came back about 15 minutes later. He says, all right, let's play again. I know where I screwed up.
The Strat-O-Matic Game Company is located in a nondescript building next to a train station in suburban Long Island. There's a pack rat quality to the place. Boxes of player cards piled high, sports pages scattered on desks. At the center of it all is the company's founder, Hal Richman. He's standing outside his office next to stacks of old-timer cards.
36 Yanks, 34 Detroit, 33 Giants, 29 Cubs, 27 Pirates. These are some of the greatest teams of all time. And a lot of our fans like to play these against the modern-day teams.
Strat-O-Matic is a dice probability game that's based on actual past performances on player cards, meaning that when you roll the dice, a weak hitter makes lots of outs, sluggers smash lots of home runs, and so on. Hal Richman drew up his first rudimentary player cards in 1948. He was 11 years old, crazy about baseball, quick at math, and eager for an escape from the tension at home.
I had a difficult father, and that also pushed me into something that he was not familiar with, sports. He was not familiar with that. And so I was able to escape from my world at home into my room and playing games and creating my own little world there, so to speak.
Richman kept refining the game, and at age 25, he turned Strat-O-Matic into a business. Eventually, the game took root. Never a mass market hit, but a steady seller with unshakably loyal customers. That loyalty has been put to the test by sports video games. Richman estimates that of a dozen baseball board games, only a few have survived the video game era. Ironically, one of his most devoted fans is Trip Hawkins, founder of the largest video game company. Stratomatic author Glenn Guzzo says Hawkins prefers the classic low-tech version of the game.
Here's the guy who founds Electronic Arts, who creates the Madden football game, the best-selling sports game of all time, and his, what he calls his addiction, his number one hobby, is playing Stratomatic baseball. The board game, not the computer game.
Now Stratomatic's founder, Hal Richman, has a new worry. It's about the integrity of the numbers used for some of his game cards. He's bothered that some of the top power hitters in recent years have been linked to steroids, including home run king Barry Bonds.
I want you to know that I idolized Barry Bonds when he hit the 73 homers. He hit a home run once every five times up. In 1927, Ruth hit his 60 homers. He hit a home run once every nine times up. So Bonds had done something that was from the novel, the natural, and I was just overwhelmed with him. And now for this to come out, and the way he's handled it, is very upsetting.
Stratomatic has always been an idealized version of baseball, untouched by doping or contract squabbles or labor strife. It's just a game, and a game that fans come back to time and again. Richman says that's been his greatest satisfaction over the years.
I guess I get a lot of nice letters. That helps tremendously. It's always helped.
Richman is 68 now. He had some heart trouble a few years ago. He's not really sure how long he'll keep running the company. He says he wants to make sure Stratomatic continues when he retires, and that it's run by someone who understands the spirit of the game. Uri Berliner, NPR News.
Read an excerpt of Glenn Guzzo's Stratomatic Fanatics at NPR.org. You can also hear more of John Miller's thoughts on baseball, broadcasting, and board games. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.